Here's an ancient Russian story that sings of love in all its glory. It's called Prashai, which means goodbye, goodbye, don't cry. I'll soon be returning to you. Don't cry, dearest one, Prashai. I love you dearly, I long for you sincerely. Every night when the Russian moonlight reminds me we've said Prashai. Prashai, goodbye. Prashai, let's kiss and say farewell. Prashai, goodbye. Prashai, I'd leave my heart. Prashai, goodbye. Prashai, oh, played I was late. Prashai, goodbye. Prashai, that means so long.
Thank you.
da 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 If you refuse me, I will be blue. I'm waiting all alone, but when you hear my love call ringing clear,
oh, yeah. Oh,
and I hear your answering echo, so dear,
oh, echo. Oh, echo.
Then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I belong to you.
Skimmer, Judy, where did you grab it?
My hat?
Yes.
Oh, Bing, how nice of you to ask me that, because there's a very interesting story connected with this hat. There really is. Oh. I was walking down the street the other day, ran into Millicent Palmer.
Oh.
You know Millicent Palmer. He's a very dear friend of mine. Well,
how
we walked around
the
corner, walked past this little millinery shop, and she looked in the window, saw my hat, said, that is for you. I went in, the sales lady put on my head, and I thought it was a little maid for me, but... Oh, now,
Cut.
But no, wait.
When I got my arm around you and we're going for a walk, must you yatta-ta, 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 talk, talk, talk. When we're sitting close together in a cozy taxi cab, must you yatta-ta, 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 gab, gab, gab. Aristotle, mathematics, economics, antique chairs, the classics, the comics, darling, who cares? There's a brand new moon this evening, and the weather should be fine. If you yatta-ta, 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 same old line, I'll politely close your lips with mine.
How's your golf being?
My golf? Oh, I'm really moving that ball out there. Striking it a ton. I had a 69 Sunday. Should have been a 65. Terrific wind blown. Couldn't drop a single putt. It was murder.
Oh, I lost my head with this question.
And, of course, the equipment, you can't get any golf balls anymore. The actors are hoarding them all. And the caddies, they want an annuity for 18 holes. You got to take an option on one to be sure he'll show up. Sorry.
When the parlor lights are lower and the family isn't in, must you yatta da yatta da yatta da yatta da chin chin chin? When there's music softly playing and I'm sitting on your lap, must you yatta da yatta da yatta da yatta da yap yap yap? Forward passes, second baggers, or a jockey who is hot, or boxing or hockey, darling, so what?
I'll attempt some other evening.
Well, you can call for me at night.
Calling. But if you yatta-ta, 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 same old line.
What do you mean, the same old
same line?
You asked me about my hat.
Well,
you've
I,
been standing there for an hour and a half talking your
I
big
just,
fat head off about
thought,
golf. You didn't even let me finish my story. The least you could
I told
do
you what I'd do.
The sales lady told us.
Steady.
Oh, nothing. Let me
steady.
Finish.
It's so nice to close your lips with mine. We heard a chick just the other day cooling out her boyfriend in every way. She kept on a quonking full of complaints, like she expected folks to be saints. She insisted that he be neat.
So this was her complaint complete.
Report to the nation. I like the dimple in your chin. I love the tricky way you grin. Still, you ain't no kind of cat.
You know why, don't you? Tell him. Boy, your socks don't match.
The teeth you have are pearly white.
All both of them.
Your lips are sweet and they pucker right. You're the kind to live my life.
But doggone you, boy, your socks don't match.
Proceed.
The shoes you wear reveal your holes, one red and one bright blue.
They're strangers, and I suppose you should introduce those two.
You got two eyes of lovely blue.
Continue, Lou.
A pug nose I could go for two. Though you're the best of all the batch,
'tain't no use, son, 'cause your socks don't match.
That's pretty blue, Lou, but your socks don't match. Lyle is vile and your cotton is rotten.
the shoes you wear reveal your hose. One red and one bright blue. They're total strangers, and I suppose you should introduce those two.
You got two eyes of lovely blue.
Keep talking.
A cute little pug nose I could go for, too.
How did Hope get in here?
Though you're the best of all the batch,
tain't no use, son, 'cause your socks don't match. You got a red one, a blue one, ain't gonna do, son, your socks don't match.
Like a leaf on a tree that's coming loose from the stem. Shaking like a leaf on a tree because I'm coming loose from my man. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the soul of my ba da da ba wa da ba da do ba 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 da da wa da. Down and down he dragged me, like a fiend he nagged me. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba-da-da-ba-da-da-da. Although I may be blue, still I'm true. I must tell him goodbye rather than have that man gonna lay me down and just die. So, broken-hearted sisters, aggravated misters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
Today, hey, hey, girls were girls and boys boys were boys when I'm on the top. Now we don't know who is who or even what's what. Knickers and trousers, baggy and wide, nobody knows who's walking inside. Those masculine women and feminine men. Listen and you'll agree with me. Things are not what they used to be. You'll see. You say hello to Uncle Joe. Then look again and you'll find it's your Auntie Flo. Masculine women and feminine men. Which is a rooster? Which is a hen? It's hard to tell them apart today. And say, why Auntie is smoking, rolling her own. Uncle is always buying cologne. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, you go in to give your girl a kiss in the hall, but instead you find you're kissing her brother Paul. Mom's got a sweater up to her chin. Pa's got a girdle holding him in. Those masculine women and feminine men. Is praying, billiards and pool. Hubby is dressing the kiddies for school. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey. Since the Prince of Wales in ladies' dresses was seen, now what does he intend to be? The king or the queen? Why, grandmother buys those tailor-made clothes. Grandfather tries to smell like a rose. Those masculine women and feminine men.
Wonderful, oh, it's wonderful to be in love with you. Beautiful, you're so beautiful, you haunt me all day through. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise, birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, I love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Just to see and hear you, oh, is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. anyone can see why I want your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?
Now wake up, boys. Get out on the rock. It ain't daybreak, but it's 4 o'clock.
Oh, no, 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 Pop. You know that ain't the play.
What you talking about? It's the WPA.
Oh, the WBA.
Now, I said that.
WBA. Sleep while you work, while you rest, while you play. Lean on your shovel to pass the time away. Tain't what you do, you can jive for your pay.
Where's that?
The WBA. WBA. WBA.
Now don't be a fool, working hard is passé. You'll stand from 5 to 6 hours a day. Sit down and joke while you smoke, it's okay. The WBA.
I'm so tired, don't know what to do. Can't get fired, so I take my rest until my work is through. WBA. WBA. Don't mind the boss if he's cross when you're gay. He'll get a pink slip next month anyway. 3 little letters that make life okay. WBA. Party, oh, dear Lord, Lord. I'm so tired, don't know what to do. Can't get by, so I take my rest till my work is through.
WPA.
Body
WPA. Don't mind the boss if he's cross when you gay. He'll get a pink slip next month anyway. 3 little letters that makes life okay.
WPA. WPA.
And the good times roll. Let the pleasure pop. Now let's take a stroll.
Light up.
Let's all get mellow.
Light up.
Get smoke in your eyes.
Light up.
Get hip, I say, fella.
Light up.
Say, what is this jive?
Light up.
Let's all get ready.
Light up.
I know how you feel.
Light up.
Now don't be afraid. You'll find what I mean in any old field.
Pop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Blow.
8, 9, 10, and then 11.
Light up.
Now get your day going.
Light up.
I'm saying that's the thing.
Light up.
Don't let that man get you. Just pop on your cig and blow the smoke ring.
Thank you. are making all that noise for that means I love you. All that I can hear is buzzing in my ear is traveling men and females, lonesome wives and females, spoon by dust and dashes, making wireless matches. All the world is filled with love tales by the score, and maybe more, but lovers far apart can finish once they start. Station L-O-V-E signing off. Good night.
Of the sea, rock and roll, roll and rock along. Life is sweet, greet it with a song. While we dance, there's romance in the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Tonight the moon hangs low, hold tight or overboard we'll go. Rock and roll like a rocking chair, laugh and smile while we drown each care in the tide as we glide through the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea.
Starry sky. Where do they go when they can't go for a walk? Do they stay home and talk? Or do they sit and sigh? Where do they woo on a rainy night in Rio? Where does a gay senorita say, see, see? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss, and yet, how tender can you get when you're beneath the wet palm tree? But what do they do in Mississippi when the skies are drippy? And what do they do when it's murky in Albuquerque? And what do they do in Tijuana when they wanna snuggle tight? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. When a lassie say, all right, well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night.
All right, Sherman, set the Wayback Machine for, I don't know, 1943, 1937, 19. 26, all right? One of those. Just let me out somewhere. I'll walk, all right? Anyway, good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap. And here we are dragging our piles of 78s in your face again this year because you really need that. We all do. I should probably do more of these shows. Unlike most of my topical choices, I'm not working on fumes tonight. I've got hundreds more to go, including a whole pile of records in the closet that I just have to find a decent turntable to match them with, you know what I mean? Anyway, what did we hear? We started with Artie Shaw. We heard two from Artie Shaw there, featuring vocals from Tony Pastor in both cases. We heard Prost Chai and the Indian Love Call. Bing Crosby and Waring's Pennsylvanians, that was the Iowa Indian song. Thigh High by the 4th of July, right? Yes, indeed. Yadada Yadada was Bing Crosby and Judy Garland. That's the old version of yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean, right? Okay. Let's see. Bing Crosby and Louis Jordan there. Your socks don't match. Clever little tune there, with the lady in mind. There ain't no sweet man worth the salt of my tears with Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. We heard from Irving Kaufman, those masculine women and feminine men. Oh boy, would he be surprised today. That was from 1926. We've come a long way, baby. Louise was Maurice Chevalier, along with the Leonard Joy Orchestra from 1929. Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers, that was WPA. Light Up, Buster Bailey's Rhythm Busters, Light Up and Lean on Those Shovels, Boys. Okay, that's it. Radio from the Atlanta or Atlantic, ATL Dance Orchestra, I'm amiss here. Featuring a vocal from Arthur Hill, that I took to write down. All right, then Johnny Johnson, his brother Lee Johnson on vocals from 1934, Rock and Roll. Yeah, you thought you invented it? Ha! No, take a seat, Chuck. Let's see. And then while you're at it, Take Your Finger Out of Your Mouth from 1927. Featuring Arthur Briggs' Savoy Syncopators with a vocal from Al Boley. And Sam Donahue, Rainy Night in Rio. Sam Donovan Orchestra, Sam Donahue vocal from 1947. Okay. So, yeah, we got a bunch of them this evening here for you. Well, nobody else. I don't see anybody else here be talking to me but you. All right, so let's just get on with it then. Who's this? This is Gracie Fields. You might not recognize her voice, but this is Gracie Fields, honest to God.
Oh, dear, I am worried. I know I'm laughing really, but I am worried. It's my brother's birthday. I don't know what to buy him. Oh, dear. Can I ask you a question? A question that's silly. It's something I can't figure out. I hope you won't say no. It's all about my brother. My brother, John Willie. He's joined a nudist colony, so what I want to know, what can you buy a nudist on his birthday? Birthday, what sort of birthday present can you buy? I can't think what to give him, no matter how I try. Do you think he would be allowed to wear his old school tie? What can you give a nudist for a present? The things I used to buy him would be wrong. I'd send a check, but dash it, how can he go out and cash it? What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? What can you give a nudist for his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? I bought a pair of braces, just like a silly pup. But what's the good of braces if there's not one sewn in up? What can you give a nudist for a present? I'm sure a bowler hat would be all wrong. And he's not the kind of fella who would need an umbrella. What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? Oh, dear, dear. I've been in holy terror that I make an error. I did think of a camera, but snapshots are taboo. A bicycle sounds stupid when you're dressed up like Cupid. I must send something suitable, that's why I'm asking you. What can you give a nudist on his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? And here's another riddle, but give it up I won't. When at a dance, do they wear fancy dress or do they don't? What can you give a nudist for a present? I somehow think that cufflinks would be wrong. And a watch chain would look silly draped across the front of Willie. What can you give? What can you give a nudist on his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? I have heard that they play hockey, so something I had got. But I don't know for certain if they wear shin guards or not. What can you give a nudist for a present? A shop girl told me spats would be all wrong. She said, good gracious madam, just imagine spats on Adam. What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? Oh dear, dear, what can I buy? No, let's be serious. No, honest, what can I buy?
A lump of soap.
A lump of soap? Oh, that's a good idea, a lump of soap. And he's all a smoky too, that's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brown came to town, started to take in the sights. Cabarets, swell cafes, took up most of his night. After 7 days or so, after seeing every show, after meeting May and Flo, Farmer Brown remarked, I love the cows and chickens, but this is a life, wee, this is a life. I love to raise the chickens while I'm cabareting where the band is playing. I love the homemade cider, but I'd rather have wine. No more picking berries, me for cocktail cherries. This is a life, this is a life, this is a life for mine. Mrs. Brown, out of town, wrote to her husband and said, please come home, I'm alone, when her letter he read. Farmer Brown took off his coat, sat right down, and then he wrote to his wife a little note. This is what he said. I love the cows and chickens, but this is a life, wee, this is a life. I love to raise the dickens while I'm cabareting where the band is playing. I love the homemade cider, but I'd rather have wine. Me for wealthy water, this there goes another quarter. This is the life, this is the life, this is the life for mine. I love the cows and chickens, but this is the life, whee, this is the life. I love to raise the chickens while I'm cabareting where the band is playing. I love the homemade cider, but I'd rather have wine. No more country swimming, me for wine and women. This is a life, and this is a life, this is a life for mine.
Hey, Henry, who's that fella with all bucket and blinders on?
Why, that's the chauffeur, Uncle.
Yes, well, Henry, you just tell Mr. Schofield to run leader mine slow. I ain't used to riding in one of these benzene buggies.
Oh, that's all right, Uncle. Get in.
Well, it may be all right, but you just tell him I want to get tired today. I don't want to take up to yesterday.
Well, here we go, Uncle.
Hey, Henry, start your train easy, by some. That's just like it is. Hey, Henry, there's a wagon in the road. Look out.
Let them see us. We don't have to see them.
Yeah, say, Henry, I think we run over a man back there.
Oh, well, that's all right. There's a courthouse up here a little way. We'll stop and pay a fine.
Well, I ain't just darn anxious to pay any fine. I ain't got that much money, and I don't want to get in no courthouse either. Hey, Henry, what town was that we went by?
Why, Uncle, that was New Haven.
If I told my didn't know New Haven was such a little bit of a town. Hey, Henry, what was that we jumped over back there?
Why, that's the Hudson River, Uncle.
Hey, Henry, go a little mite slow. Guys, turn it. I'm a-losing my hair. That's where we're going. Hey, Henry, what state are we in now?
I think we're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, just sing it all. Take this girl, turn old kerosene wagon off of me. Hey, Henry, ain't that my eyes out on the dashboard?
I know, Uncle, that's one of my ears.
Well, I'll be sheltered. Hey, Henry, what become of that chauffeur fella?
Why, that's him up there in the tree.
Gosh, all him left. Hey, Henry, what was that went by?
Why, Uncle, that's our shadow. Just caught up to us.
Yeah, you're all arrested now for out of running the speed limit. I want you to come out here with your automobile wagon. Come along down to the sheriff with me. Come on now. I've had my eye on you for a long time. Come now. Hey, Henry, what we want now is have to go home.
Hello, Carl. Tuning up the old bus, eh?
Yeah. Confound it, there goes another tire.
Say, what would Sunday driving be without the puncture?
Isn't it the truth? Say, Bill, how'd you make out on your trip last Sunday?
Oh, great. Beat two trains to the crossing, lost three fenders, and you ought to see the big parades I held up.
Well, you watch me next Sunday.
And this is next Sunday. The tank is full of gasoline, I've bought a quart of oil.
I'm stepping out in my machine next Sunday with the Goyle.
My little Lizzie's polished up, she's waiting for the bell. Say, when we hit that boulevard, you're going to hear us yell. On the road and off the road, we're the Sunday drivers. Taking curves quite a la mode, we're the Sunday drivers.
When we're in our flivver coupes, you will hear us holler hoops.
You're not safe on your front stoops,
we're the Sunday drivers.
Oh, Papa, don't go so quickly.
Shut up, will you? This is Sunday and it's the only chance I have to drive.
My, what a long fence we're passing.
Hey, Domox, don't you know them are mileposts?
Hey, pull over there. You know, I'm winning all the races along this boulevard. Where do you think you're going?
Say, Mr. Policeman, don't stop me, please. I'm going to the ball game and I ain't got my ticket yet.
Well, don't worry. I'll give you a ticket right now.
Papa, maybe he's got a ticket for me, too.
Here's an invitation to meet the judge in the morning.
Say, if it wasn't for my wife and the six children and my wife's family's family, you wouldn't catch me till next Friday.
Yeah, these Sunday drivers make me sick. Got no light and got no brakes.
We're the Sunday drivers.
We're to blame for all the wakes.
We're the Sunday drivers. When we're riding in our hack, for a driver we don't lack.
One in front and six in back.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Rolling backwards down a hill.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Giving traffic cops a thrill.
We're the Sunday drivers. We go riding in a bunch, and we always bring our lunch.
If you hear a slam, bang, crunch.
Oy, oy. Hey, why don't you look where you're going?
Say, why don't you go where you're looking?
Ah, can't you see this is a one-way street?
Well, I'm only going one way.
Hey, stand back there. I'm the sheriff. Anybody hurt?
I don't know yet. I'll have to see my lawyer first.
Well, serves you right, gal, darn you. I timed you from that tree over there, and you were doing 50 miles an hour.
Say, how could I do 50 miles an hour when I was only out a half an hour?
Gosh. You're right. Never thought of that.
We meet trains at crossings, too.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Sometimes we win, sometimes they do.
We're the Sunday drivers. If from trouble you would hide, want to commit suicide,
just come with us and take a ride.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Married Mabel, a wild old owl was he. He told her that he never drank a stronger thing than tea. But after honeymooning, at night he stayed away. And for a week he never got home till the break of day. At last poor Mabel asked the reason why. Said, Jones, I'm going to tell the truth or die. Baby dear, listen here, I'm afraid to come home in the dark. Every day the papers say a robbery in the park. So I sat alone in a YMCA singing just like a lark. Oh, there's no place like home, but I couldn't come home in the dark. That night after dinner, he bade his wife adieu. Said, see, oh no, it's dark, and so I'll go along with you. But somehow Jonesy shook her, and he was smooth as silk. he just got home in time to meet the man that brought the milk. His wife stood waiting for him on the stairs, while Jonesy and the milkman sang this air. Baby dear, listen here, I'm afraid to come home in the dark. Every day the papers say a robbery in the park. So I sat alone in a YMCA, singing just like a lark. Oh, there's no place like home, but I couldn't come home in the dark. He kissed him good morning to see him she was glad. As he tucked him up in bed, said, Jones, I guess I'm bad. Next day, the same old story. He got home just at dawn, but he got sober right away when he found she was gone. At noon, he heard her slam the garden gate. Said she to Jonesy, is my head on straight, huh? Baby dear, listen to you, I was afraid to come home in the dark. Every day the papers say there's robbery in the park. So I sat alone in a CAFE, singing just like a lark. Oh, there's no place like home, but I couldn't come home in the dark.
Buzzing round the tree, so I buzzed right away. Now a bumblebee buzzing round the tree, they appear to be a friend. Listen to this song and you'll find you're wrong, cause he'll get you in the end. I'm gonna let the bumblebee be, I'm gonna let the bumblebee be. A bumblebee will buzz, but that ain't all he does. And I ain't the fool that I used to was, I'm gonna let the bumblebee be.
see my broker, find out what he can do, 'cause I'm in the market for you. There won't be any joker with margin, I'm all through, 'cause I want you outright, it's true. You're going up, up, up in my estimation. I want 1,000 shares of your caresses too. We'll count the hugs and kisses when dividends are due, 'cause I'm in the market for you.
Pardon me, but if I may, I would like to speak to you. Maybe you have noticed too, our dogs have learned to care. You can see it in their eyes, you can hear it in their sighs. Winchell mentioned it today, they are very much that way. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? My dog's a he dog, and your dog's a she dog. I wish you loved me the way that he loves she. Don't they look sweet every time they meet beneath their favorite tree? My big Airedale wags his little tail to tell your terrier he's crazy the merrier. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog loves my dog, and my dog loves your dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? All night he's whining because he keeps pining to be with her the way I'd like to be with you. I take him out and he runs about to see if she is in sight. By his nose he knows every place she goes. He calls to her, bow, wow, wow, I love you, and how, wow, wow. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog, my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Look how she pets him, and look how she lets him play around the way I'd like to play with you. Chows and Pekingese, who have pedigrees, are crazy over my hound. But your little mutt simply got him nuts, and he'd gladly give her his last piece of liver. 'Cause my dog loves your dog, your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we?
This is the story of the three little pigs. The first little pig built a house of straw, the shakiest house you ever saw. He should have known that he was wrong. A house of straw can't be too strong. Along came a wolf, as mean as he could be. He said to the pig, he said he,
I'm a very friendly wolf. Please let me in.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. And he ate the first little pig. Second little pig built a house of wood, a rickety house that was no good. He didn't use any nails at all. A house like that was bound to fall. Along came the wolf, as mean as he could be. He said to the pig, he said he,
I'm a very friendly wolf. Please let me in.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house.
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. And he ate the second little pig. The third little pig was a smart young pig. His wonderful house was strong and big. He wasn't afraid to be alone, because he built his house of stone. Along came the wolf, as mean as he could be. He said to the pig, he said he,
I'm a very friendly wolf. Please let me in.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house.
So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. But he couldn't blow this house in. The walls were strong and the doors had locks, but the mean old wolf was as sly as a fox. The wolf tried all the tricks he knew. He wanted to eat the third pig too. So up to the roof the wolf did climb. He thought he'd get the pig this time. He slid down the chimney, and you know what? He landed in a cooking pot. The third little pig had used his head
This little pig ate the wolf instead. Everybody sticks around him. He gets hot as the tune goes on. Anything he plays upon, everybody shouts for Tom with a bump, diddle, 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 lump, bump, bump.
Drummer boy, play a little break. Make it snappy and a hit you'll make. Tom, Tom, cymbals, give them all a bash. Bump, diddle, bump, bump, cymbal, crash.
Thank you. You've gotta get up, you mustn't wait. Hurry up and get dressed or you're gonna be late. Wash your face, eat your food, no one cares if you're not in the mood.
I've got those wake up 7:30. Wash your ears, they're dirty. Eat your eggs and oatmeal, rush to school blues. It's such a nice day, I'd rather go play, but I gotta get to school. The late bell will ring, each day's the same thing. Always waking and washing, eat oatmeal like a fool. 10 and 12 make 20, teacher.
Nothing of the kind.
If I don't get something right, I'll lose my cotton picking mind.
Did Columbus sail the ocean? Did he travel very far?
I didn't do my homework, I'd much rather play guitar.
He's got those, gotta get up, wash your face, mustn't wait, eat your food and get dressed or you're gonna be late.
Those go sit in a corner, feel like Jackie Horner. Teacher always keeps me after school blues. Can't do no flitting, just keep us sitting on a stool so high. I'd put Daddy's dough up if I could just grow up. Got those reading and writing, those grammar school blues till I die. Question after question all day long, it isn't fair. If you ask me confidential, I think teacher is a square. But I get out of classrooms where the teacher is the boss. Might as well be on the prairie riding my old pedal horse.
He's got those reading and writing, and when you're caught fighting, you stay at the school and you feel like a fool too.
Those wake up 7:30, wash your ears, they're dirty. Got those reading and writing, those grammar school blues till I die. Oh, my.
I got those 7:30 time to go to bed blues myself. I have really become a morning person here in Maine because there's nothing to do at night. And there's nothing to do in the morning but tell my cat to shut up for 3 hours. So, it's life, what can I tell you? So, we started up top with Gracie Fields. Remember Gracie Fields? She was British, right? Okay. What can you get a nudist on his birthday? And just so you know, my birthday's coming up pretty soon. But not too many nudists in January in Maine. I can tell you that right now. Billy Murray there. This is The Life. And it is. Uncle Josh on an Automobile was, of course, Laughing Cal Stewart from the turn of the last century. We're the Sunday Drivers was Billy Murray and Myron Silver, kind of like the Taylor Swift and Paul McCartney doing a song together, something like that. I don't know. We're the Sunday Drivers. All right? Okay. Let's see. I'm Afraid to Come Home in the Dark was Clarice Vance from 1908. Six Jumping Jacks after that with Tom Stacks on vocalisms. I'm going to let that bumblebee be. And you better damn well leave those bumblebees alone. They work hard. Right? They work hard for their money, honey. Get it? I'm in the Market for You was George Olson and his orchestra from 1930. That was a vocal from Fred McMurray on the Victor label way back then. Fred McMurray, remember him? Of course you do. After that, Ragtime Bob Roberts from 1906. He walked right in, turned around, and walked right out. Okay, that was a pretty short thing. They were kind of up against the wall for things to write songs about then, I guess. I don't know. The Mule Song, see what I mean? That was Vernon Dalhart. Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, My Dog Loves Your Dog. All dogs love all dogs, they do. You know, we have a dog walking
parade ground in front of our house. Sorry I mentioned that. I see a lot of dogs. Three Little Pigs was Toby Dean and her Hummingbirds. I think the Hummingbirds were on that one, too. They might have been out of town. I don't know. Tom Thumb's Drum was Jay Wilbur and his band. Don't Fall Asleep. Artie Shaw back again, this time with Pauline Byrne from 1940. And Jimmy Boyd got those Wake Up 7:30 Blues. And we all get those in the morning, don't we? My cat tells time. He knows when it's exactly 7 o'clock and comes up the stairs. It's weird. Anyway, we're going to waltz on out of here. I've got three more coming. Let's see. In order, Harry Champion from 1911, Frankie Marvin and his Uke from 1928, and Cab Calloway from 1934. I'll see you next week. Meanwhile, stay warm.
You don't know who you're looking at. Now just you look at me. I'm a bit of a knob. I am belong to royalty. I'll tell you how we got about. I married Widow Birch. I was king of England when we trotted out to church. Outside the people started shouting hip hooray. Said I go down upon your knees, it's coronation day. I'm Henry VIII, I am Henry VIII, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry the eighth I am. I left the Duke of Cumberland above up in the town. Soon with one or two monarchs I was holding up me crown. Seated on the bucket, what the common call their own. Surrounded by me subjects, I was sitting on the throne. Up came the footman, he said, now get off to bed. Said I now say another word, and off go your head. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a William or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. The undertaker called unto the wife, I heard him say, have you got any orders, mum? We're very slack today. I picked up number 7 for you for the Golden Gate. Let's have a pound upon account of Henry the Eighth. Oh, when he measured me with half a yard of string, I dropped upon me marrowbone and sang God Save the King. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Oh, you have no idea. There's a girl, has the old men wishing for new ambition every time they see her passing along. What a girl, she's a real life setter, sweetheart getter, when I tell you I'm not telling you wrong. Has she eyes at the boards adore? Does she know what she's got them for? Oh, you have no idea. Now, has she eyes that are full of love? Do they show what she's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. She's got that what folks can't explain. And say that what would make young Lindbergh burn his plane. Does she step when you take her out? Does she know what it's all about? Oh, you have no idea.
I
There she goes, anytime she passes, get out your glasses, cause you're bound to see the class of the town. Never late or a day, brother, you can't beat it, and don't forget it, she picks who she wants and turns the rest down. Has she got quite a good gal need, seam line body in all three speeds, oh, you have no idea. Does she go every time she starts, has she got all the extra parts? Oh, you have no idea. She owns a ritzy limousine, though folks say she's dumb. And boy, when she needs gasoline, she knows just where to get it from. When she's with one of those mistakes, can she throw on those four-wheel brakes? Oh, you have no idea. She just came back from Hollywood. In those movie scenes, was she good? Oh, you have no idea. Did she know how to vamp a sheep? Was she worth what she got a week? Oh, you have no idea. Whenever she was on the lot, oh, how she did thrill 'em. And was that baby's loving hot? Her kisses burned up every film. Did she give Mr. Barrymore thrills that he never had before? Oh, you have no idea.
When Smokey Joe came into town and he kicked the gong around, any place that he would go, Mindy the Moocher, she was sure to go with her Zazzle Zay. And who Zazzle Zay? It makes no difference where you go. There's one thing that they sure do know. There's no need for them to be blue, cause Zazzle Zazz will always see them through. Zazzle Zazz.
Mrs. Blossom!